You're listening to Catch the Current, the new podcast from Undercurrent News, your trusted source for seafood news, data, and prices. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione. We are recording live from Palm Desert, California at the National Fisheries Institute's Global Seafood Market Conference. And joining us on the podcast today is Catherine Rabin and Tone Hellesvik, sales managers at Norwegian cod farmer Ode. Thanks for joining us on Catch the Current, ladies.
Hey, thank you
for having us.
So it's been a very busy few years for Ode, and 2025 is already off to an exciting start for the company. You were recently given approval for an eighth site. Is that correct, Catherine?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, we're so proud.
That's unbelievable. Because when did Ode start?
When we started back in 2019. It's been tremendous growth. When I started in the company in 2020, we were four people. Now we're at 140. Yeah, and we've grown the capacity from harvesting, of course, no fish because we were hatching it at that point. And then it takes 3 years to get to the point where we can harvest. And through that time, sort of, we've grown through the value chain from a hatchery through the grow out to the sea phase, and, you know, now owning our own harvest and process plant. So it's been a super exciting journey.
Yes, and you've been with it from the start, so you must be really proud to see this evolution.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been it's a cliche, but it's been an adventure.
And it's been a fun one to watch, because I remember we met you a few years ago in Barcelona when things were just beginning. So it's been awesome to see this grow.
Yeah.
Now, Tone, you are not a newcomer to the seafood industry. You're a recently hired at Ode as someone with over 30 years of experience in seafood sales and marketing. So what attracted you to Ode?
Well, a lot of things, actually. But working in the wild seafood business is totally different. And it's very, going from the wild sector to farm gives a whole new set of opportunities. We have the fish available all year round. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to grow long term with the partners we have. It opens new opportunities in other markets that we cannot reach with the wild card because it's very seasonal in Norway. Mm-hmm. This is what attracted me the most, and also the fact that Ode is very, very exciting company. They have done so well for such a short time. So I'm very, very happy to be part of the team.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And Ode has been working with U.S. seafood consultancy firm Canner Seafood. What has the feedback been like in North America? Are you primarily focusing on retail or food service? Like, tell us all the deets.
So, well, the food service and retail are both important. What's important for us and our main focus is to really find the right partners. Because right now, the harvest volumes for farmed cod, so our volume for this year is around 12,000 tons, and by 2027 will be around 30,000 tons. Yeah, so by 2027, 30,000 tons. And, you know, it's still a niche compared to the wild cod industry, meaning that we have the position, or we're in the position where we can really pick our customers that have the same values as us, that share the same strategies, and really sort of focus on this sustainable, high quality, year round available protein that cod is.
So it sounds like you have to kind of educate your consumers, these companies as well, that you want to pick up your product?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, you know, it's a thing that we speak too little about. Mm-hmm. The fact that the second largest environmental crisis we have in this world after oil and gas is actually sustainable protein production. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to produce more protein, and we have to do like double the protein production by 2050. And if we do it by the same means that we're using today, we're also going to double the carbon emissions, right? And today, we know that this makes up around 25% of the carbon emission, the total carbon emission of the world. That means that if every single other company on Earth cuts their emissions to zero and protein production doubles using the same means, we will be only halfway to net zero by 2050 solely because of protein production. We need to speak more about that. And sustainable seafood production and farm-raised fish is crucial in that matter.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Farm cod, I feel like, isn't talked about a lot. And I don't know if a lot of people know that cod is farmed. I mean, is that more of a popular thing in Norway? I don't know. Do you think there's a difference in consumers in the U.S. and in Norway? Do you think that there's enough education on both fronts there?
I actually think it's quite similar. Although we are farming in Norway, I think it's the same challenges that we have and the same need of education for people. I mean, obviously, the Norwegian consumer is closer to the farming, mm-hmm. but still, we need to educate the consumer, yeah, and make them understand that this is a sustainable, healthy production.
Yeah.
And I mean, and nothing but positivity about the farm cod. The perception of people is kind of, I mean,
people don't know.
Yeah. And also we have to teach them that by using farming methods, we can actually expand the range of use for the cod. Mm-hmm. So where, you know, you're so used to eating salmon for sushi, right? Mm-hmm.
I was just about to say that for the first time I had raw cod. It was cod ceviche, I think, that you served in Barcelona.
It was amazing.
That's not how I would normally.
Exactly. It's you know, it's harvested in controlled, strictly controlled environments. And it's filleted in strictly controlled environments. But it's also raised in a way where we feed it to its nutritional needs every single day, meaning that it doesn't feed on wild animals, so it doesn't get parasites.
That's amazing. And again, I remember we were shocked. We're like, we can just eat this raw?
Right. We were very hesitant, yeah. But then you educated us,
salmon,
and we are believers now.
Salmon, scallops, okay. And then I'm like, yeah, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is what's so great about the farm club, because it's not competing against the wild.
Yeah.
Right.
The category is bigger.
Exactly. So which is actually something we were just kind of talking about in the last GSMC panel, is just how do we expand and reach different categories and right there.
Right, working together, not against each other.
And we were discussing, like, after seeing any retail shop in any part of the world, if you look into the protein section, especially the fresh produce, you will see that lamb-based protein takes up, 75% of the space, while seafood in total takes maybe, the rest. Mm-hmm. And if I, as a consumer, go into a shop and I want to buy something for dinner, I don't know what I want. I want, you know, to grab something quick, but I want something new. I want something exciting, something that tastes great. And if my selection within land-based meats is 75% and the seafood is 25%, you know, why wouldn't I choose land-based?
Right.
Like, we need to move people's opinions about that.
So where do you think that starts, though? Right? That's the big question, you know, and maybe
we're trying to find that answer.
Yeah,
do you have it?
You know, maybe there's things like podcasts but again, this is obviously geared more towards the industry, but I think we're all in agreement that, you know, one person, all it takes is one person. Like I go to my children's school and all I do is talk about fish. Right. They wanted a fake cookbook for the class. So I made Alaska Pollock tacos. And my husband's like, did you have to put Alaska Pollock? I'm like, yes, I did. I wanted to educate the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think it takes all of us, not just in our business lives, but outside in our personal lives to kind of educate. That's my view. But I was curious what yours was.
I think it's very important about innovation. I mean, to really create recipes and dishes and make the products for the younger generation with the cod so that they be an easier choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've been quoted before saying, you know, make the cod sexy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And
Ode is definitely doing that. Just visit their website and you're all ready.
But it's about, you know, sort of moving away from this white tablecloth centerpiece dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a great product for that. But it's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can do anything you can do with a salmon, you can also now do with a cod.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. We need to see the same innovation as Tuna says. It's crucial. I think that's the key.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, since we are at GSMC, we can't miss talking about a huge topic, the conference. President Donald Trump and his tariff threats. Is Ode concerned about President Trump's policies?
I'm getting some looks.
Yes. And there you have it, folks.
Steve has a strong position among the American consumers. And we do hope that it will continue to grow, right? Because of everything we've talked about, it's crucial. And, you know, it's a leader that cares about his people. And he will care about people's health. He will care about sustainability. And, you know, Norway has a close partnership with the U.S. We have a good cooperation with the U.S. So, you know, we have trust that Trump will manage the United States in a good way.
All right. I like some positivity.
We need that.
But any final thoughts? Anything else that you could tease for the upcoming year?
Spill that fish oil.
We are building. We have a harvest plant that we acquired in 2024. We are developing this in a super exciting way. So we are building live chilled tanks for the cod, meaning that we are moving away from this method where you're just pumping the cod into the harvest plant. And it will be in a tank where it floats more naturally. So it's chilled. It floats into the harvest plant in a natural river, meaning that it's, you know, it's calm. There's no stress.
There's no shock from one transfer to the other. That's
exactly.
Great.
So it's a much calmer fish. Yeah. It's a colder fish, meaning that the shelf life improves significantly. The quality and texture improves significantly. And then we put it through our value chain where we harvest it, we can deliver it headed and gutted, as we've done, or head-on gutted, but we can now also deliver brewing or fillets. sashimi grade.
Wow.
From our plant in Norway.
That is fantastic. That's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. That's huge.
Wow. Okay, so this is the year for 2025. This is it.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you so much. Visit Ode's website if you haven't already. Check them out because they've got a really fantastic product out there, and we can't wait to see what comes next.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.